Hello and welcome to episode 5 of series 2 of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast. This is the show for employee engagers and internal communicators who like to keep up to date with all that is new in our profession. Hello, my name's Craig Smith from The Big Picture People. So this is just a short episode that we've introduced between our normal interview shows, just to share some ideas with you that we think are quite useful and quite important that we're using with our clients at the moment. What we're going to be doing in these short episodes is sharing a resource with you that you can download from our website. I'll give you the links to that in a moment. And these resources are a mixture of personal reflection exercises, which are things that obviously you can do on your own and reflect upon, and team exercises. And you can mix and match these. There are things that you can use with your team that are personal reflection exercises and vice versa. The first one of these that I wanted to look at has really stemmed from some work that we've been doing recently with clients where they're starting to look at how have people's expectations of their work changed during the pandemic of 2020 and 2021? And how is that going to likely to be affecting what people want from their work going forward? So this is quite a useful exercise to maybe think about now as a personal reflection exercise. And we've called it Bringing Meaning to Work. And as I said, it's probably because we've currently had a chance to reevaluate our life priorities over these last few months. And it's a good chance for us to, as internal communicators and employee engagers, maybe to think about that on an individual team, sort of organizational level. And as people do start returning back to work, we might need to be looking at different expectations that they have from their work and from their life. So as I said, we're going to be giving you a resource that you can download, and you can download any of the resources that we talk about in these episodes over the next few weeks from the bigpicturepeople.co.uk/resources, or if you go to our homepage, thebigpicturepeople.co.uk, and go to the resources tab at the top of the page, you can download it from there. I just want to give you a quick heads up on what this resource is. It's a simple sheet. It's just a one pager, and as I said, it's just designed to help you to maybe just ponder what are some of the things that our people need from their work at the moment. And the question is why do people work for this organization other than money? Because I guess we all can. You know, essentially, anybody who works does expect some degree of remuneration, and that's a kind of, as we probably all know, a hygiene factor. So we're looking beyond that, and what is it that people are looking from their work? And there's various different levels that we've looked at here. So the individual level, what are some of the intrinsic motivators that for them? What is it about the work itself that maybe attracts them to it? And also career prospects. So that's one section that this resource will get you to think about. On a team level, again, we probably know that people look for social interaction, social element to their work. Obviously, that's been a challenge over the next few months, and that might be something going forward that is more of a thing that we need to be conscious of when we're looking at communicating and engaging our people. Then on an organization or company level, how has your organization been perceived during these last few months? Have you stood up, maybe counted? Have you had strong values that people will be proud to go out there and talk about? And how connected do people now feel to the organization and its external persona? Then on a professional level, clearly some people belong to professional organizations or have a level of professionalism associated with their work. And it may be that they have a particular strong loyalty to that. I've worked in lots of organizations where sometimes people's loyalty to their profession is much stronger than it is actually to the organization itself. And I think that's often important to recognize that and also respect that kind of duality that sometimes exists. And then finally, the customer or the service user, is there a strong connection for people between their work and the people who your organization serves or who it sells to? And in terms of how does that play into then what people expect from their work? So they're the 5 elements on this sheet that you'll get when you download it. And it's also got some instructions on there how to use it. And then what this is going to feed into is the next session or the next recording that I'm going to cover on this after the next, which will be out the week after next. After the next week is an interview program. And then the week after that, I'm going to do another of these recordings, which is then to start to think how this feeds into your organizational values. And that's not necessarily about rewriting your organizational values, not suggesting that. But then how can we dovetail some of these elements that we've been looking at here about what people want from their work into those? So I hope you find that useful. Please give us some feedback on this idea that we've had. Again, it's just really trying to give you some tools that you can use. Obviously, the interview shows are always really well received and go down really well. But what I thought is just to spend a little bit of time giving something back to the community, to who are you as listeners, who have been very loyal and very generous with your feedback about the show, just to give you some tools that we use and that you might find useful on some of these interim episodes between the main interview shows. So I hope that's useful. If you've got any feedback, let us know. Visit thebigpicturepeople.co.uk and you can get us in touch with us via our contact form. Or if you go to our page for the podcast, which is engagingic.com, there's a feedback form at the bottom of the page there where you can just type us some anonymous feedback if you want to stay anonymous as well. And failing that, if you just want to drop us an email at info@thebigpicturepeople.co.uk, love to know how you find it, if it's a useful tool, if there's anything else you'd like this, any other tools or resources that we can share with you that you'd find helpful, then just let us know and we'll do our best to help you. Anyway, take care and we'll see you on the next episode of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast.